whiskey, love, and morphine, those three things can be part of a good death.
But he upset people who witnessed family members die horribly, I imagine. And do you think it's his fault for what he said, or is it our fault because we don't discuss these things, Louisa?
I think we don't discuss death as a nation, really. I think it's one of those things that we still don't like to talk about. However, once we do actually enable people to talk more openly about it and talk about what the options that are available to them during that time, I think there doesn't make any difference whether somebody has cancer or motor neurone disease or any other life-limiting illness.
But do you think that, did you like what he said? Did you agree with it?
I think anything that raises an awareness of talking about death and dying is actually important for all of us. And I think it certainly has raised that discussion.
You don't fully back it. A cancerous death could be the best death. I mean, it's not something you've learnt.
I wouldn't agree with that. I think somebody that is able to be cared for with the support of a team of people and with informed choices, I think is probably one of the ways that somebody can have a good death.
Let's just talk about some of the stages then, some of the ways it's bad. I mean, there's a very famous poem written by Dylan Thomas about the dying of his father, which includes the line, "Rage, rage against the dying of the light."
And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Do you see people who are very angry and who are denying their death?
I have to say, in my experience with Sue Ryder, I haven't witnessed that anger.
And in your career, have you seen an angry denial death?
Yes, I have. In perhaps a previous role, the people weren't allowed or didn't have the options made open to them. They didn't have either the time or the facilities weren't made available to them. So their deaths were maybe not as good as we would have hoped.
So if you are fighting, it is inevitable. And if you are fighting, that can lead to a bad death, can it?
In my experience, it can, yes.
So have you seen good death? And if so, do you know what it is?
I think a good death is somewhere that the patient has had time to be involved in the planning of where they want to be cared for. The family have also been involved in that, and to have dignity and comfort in those final hours.
Let's just listen to the playwright Dennis Potter. It was an interview right at the end of his life, and he was actually sipping morphine during it, and he talks about a sublime feeling now that he knows he's going to die.
The only thing you know for sure is the present tense. Below my window in Ross, when I'm working in Ross, for example, there now at this season, the blossom is out in full. And now it is the whitest, frothiest, blossomest blossom that there ever could be, you know. And I can see it, but the nowness of everything is absolutely wondrous.
When you hear that, what do you think? What do you feel?
I have witnessed that type of emotion and feeling.
Yes. The now, the present tense.
Yes. Everything seems to be heightened. People appreciate things more for what they are in the here and now.
And when you're in the room with other people in that position, could you describe it as a joyful experience if people reach that point? Is there joy in the room as well as fear and grief?
I wouldn't know if it's joy. There is a calmness. There can be a calmness. And just being alongside and with that group of people, whether that's a one or a family, I feel is a privilege.
And earlier you were saying, if only we planned for death, like we planned for other big events. Birth can be traumatic, but birth can be beautiful, I'm told. Can death be beautiful?
I suppose beauty has a calmness and a serenity about it. And I would suggest that is what I see. So, yes, that is a beautiful moment.
It's truthful.
Truthful, yes.
And is there anything you've learned because of what you do that you can pass on, having been there at the end of so many different people's lives?
It's, as I've said before, I always feel it's a real privilege to be able to be present when someone dies. I guess what I do take from that is, thank you for letting me be here. Whoever I'm thanking, I just say, okay, that's you. Thank you very much.
Do you think you'll be afraid?
Yes, I will. But with good planning and good support, when the time comes, hopefully I will go gently into the night, as they say.